Welcome back to part two of our conversation with Kaylin.
It's good to be back.
I feel like that goes to show when you are willing to like open up and be vulnerable with people, what can happen.
Yes.
And like people come up and are like, oh my goodness, my kids struggle with that or like with this and this is what helped or like, how can I just help you?
Yeah.
And it really does go to show how much people are willing to help you when you're willing to open up.
It is. And we've experienced it from strangers. And then I've also been able to help other moms. I'm like, what can I do to help you right now? Like, we're good. I see you're struggling. Can I help? And some will accept it and some don't. And it's okay. I'm not, you know, but it's hard being a parent. And it's hard being a parent with a child that has different processes, that does different things. So,
Anyway, I feel like with Kaysen, kind of relating with you, it's maybe had a lot more empathy for other moms on like when their kid is just losing it. You almost want to, I'm like, I'm okay right now. How can I help you? Because even if they are just losing it or something else is going on.
Right.
I get you, girl.
Yes. And I have been there. I understand. There is no judgment coming from me.
And my kid's okay right now. So what can I do for you? Can I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll hold your kid. I don't know.
Right. Right.
Yeah. It is. It's so neat to look back, though, because we have had early intervention, too. Even with Kaysen, to be like, look how far you have come. Like, do you remember when you were five and this was going on?
Right.
And, like, you're 11 now. And, you know, we have all of this stuff, all of these tools. The tools are, like, the key. We're like, oh, I need to use some of these for myself.
Yes. That has happened multiple times. But that's what, like, watching him and even with all of Hadley's medical stuff that has happened, it was our people, came for her, but also were like, we know Cooper struggles. Like, what can we do to help you, help him? Like, how can we help him? And so when she was in the hospital, I had already accepted he probably wouldn't come through the doors because he has a big fear of medical anything. And so it was okay, I know he's probably not going to be able to come and that's what's best for him. So I called my brother and my brother came down and they were like, we'll be here, you know, for these couple of days. If he wants to come up, we'll bring him up. If not, then we'll keep him. So being patient with him in that moment. Yeah. And then he decided, well, maybe I do want to go just sit in the waiting room with all the people that are there while she's having her surgery and him seeing all the people that showed up. But not just for Hadley, they also showed up for him. Uh-huh. They showed up for the family. They showed up for everybody involved.
Yeah.
And so that was huge for him. And then 3 days later, when he was allowed, because there's certain parts that he wasn't, because of his age, he's not allowed to come up and see. But he FaceTimed her, and that was huge because she had tubes. She's hooked up to all these different things because she's just gone through all of this. And he was like, well, I'm just going to read her a story. And I was like, great. That's what you can do. And he had his little voices and, you know, she kind of smiled. So she was getting reactions.
Uh-huh.
And then 2 days later, he, you know, told my mom down. He was like, well, maybe I'll go visit. Maybe I'll go up to her room. And that, I mean, even thinking back on it, I'm like, whew, that would have never happened a year ago. It would have never happened 2 years ago. It would have never happened 3 years ago that he would have even considered coming up. And they have what's called child life specialists. So they're counselors, but also know all the medical stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so he walked in and he like touched her and was like, hey, and he ran out. And then they followed and were like, hey, this is what it is. This is why she's doing it. Because he, again, is that why child? Like, why does she have to have this? Why is this? What is this doing? What is this? They sat there and walked him through for an hour and a half.
I love this.
Is what all this is. This is why she's doing it. And they were like, how can we help you go sit next to her? And he was like, I don't know. And they were like, well, what do you like to do? And he was like, art. So they have this huge room and he got to pick a game and something to do. So they even knew, like, we've got to get that logical side. So he's not seeing everything. He's helping her do this. What can I help her do this?
Yeah.
And that was huge for Hadley and for him. Because they are very close. They fight like siblings always do, but they are super close. And we knew he was struggling. He just doesn't show it outwardly. and it came out differently for him to process and do, but being able to be with her. And then it was a every day, when are we going to go see Hadley? When are we going to see Hadley? Are we going to see Hadley today? Aww. And so he was there every single day until she was checked out. And that's true testament to how much he worked and how much the people around, again, supporting. He was like, oh, I see all of our church family is here. We have school family here. Everybody showed up to be here, talking to me, playing with me, all those things during surgery. Okay, well, now this isn't as scary of a place. And then yeah. he could build up that courage to be able to do what he really did truly want to see his sister. But it's a new and different environment, and that's what he struggles with.
I just feel like that gave him an extra dose of confidence. Yes. Like, I did something yes. so hard for me.
Yeah.
And I can do something else. Just like every little marble that goes in yes. that jar just yes. keeps building it up.
Yeah. And people at school noticed that. Like, because they knew, oh, he doesn't like this. And he was like, well, I went and saw him. They were like, oh my goodness, that was amazing. I'm so proud of you for being so brave. And like you said, that just slowly started building yeah. him up and changing and doing like, oh, well, I can do that. I did this hard thing. Well, if I can do this hard thing, I can do this. And it has that ripple effect of, yes, I am capable of doing these things. It might be different for me. It might be harder for me. It might take me longer to do it, but I am still capable of doing things, and I yeah. might have to do it in my own way. And that's what he's very hard-headed. So he has a certain way that he wants things to be done. And he has a certain thought process of this is how it should be done. And when you try to show him others, it really challenges him. And most of the time he won't accept it right away. He goes and then he fails a couple of times. And then he comes back and he's like, okay, so what was your suggestion that you said? I'm like, oh, okay, let's try this again. What about this and this? And he's gotten better about stopping and listening, but not all the time. And he's a kid. I mean, he's fifth yeah. grade boy. So they're going to start to not listen a lot more.
Yeah. Just going back to like the patience it takes. Yeah. Like, oh, just how much patience it takes for him to even get up there. But then the end result of how much confidence that built right. in him. Like, right. good job being patient. But and then also using all those resources that are out there to help.
Yes.
Like letting the child, what is it? The child life.
Yeah. yeah.
Letting her like step in and yeah. talk him through it. And because they are trained in it and they're yes. so good at it.
Yes. And that is, and that's what she was like, Mom, this is what I'm here for. Like, this is what I am built for. This is what aww. I know. And there's been a lot of different aspects where I've had to trust God that yes, these people are placed in our lives for a certain reason. Mm-hmm. And this is that purpose for that.
Yeah.
And it's hard, especially when you want to protect your kid that's a little bit different, that's a little bit not what we would consider to be normal or whatever, that you want to build up that wall bigger and bigger and bigger and really letting more people in and letting them yeah. see that they can trust other people is really where it shifted for him. So pulling in that counselor where it's not just mom, dad, grandma, grandpa. It's, oh, this is somebody else that's in ours. They're trusted. My parents yeah. are trusting me to go with them to learn. Same with church. Like, oh, these are trusted people. And not everybody's a trusted person, for sure.
Yeah.
But him knowing I've got these other people that I can rely on and us letting those people do what they do, pour into him uh-huh. has definitely changed him, made his confidence and self-worth and all of those things come out in new and different ways that I don't experience with my other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been patience is not always there at all. You know, I teach kindergarten, so patience is right now especially really gone at the end of the day. And being able to allow him the space and the time is very, very difficult. It is very difficult, especially when you're like, I just want to leave. I want to get out of the door. And for him, if he's in something and he's hyper fixated on that, he has to complete that task. Or for him, physically affects him, which is something that I think a lot of people don't understand or don't know, that he's not trying to be defiant. He is not trying to not listen or not do. It is that his brain has to complete this task, whatever it is. Sometimes it's tying his shoe a certain way. Sometimes it's finishing a drawing. Sometimes it's, you told me to clean my room 5 days ago. Well, now I'm ready to clean my room and I have to finish it right now. And I'm like, let's just walk out the door.
Yeah.
But stepping back and recognizing for him, like, he has to finish that. So finding that compromise of, okay, I am so glad that you're choosing to clean your room now, but really we have to leave. We needed to leave 10 minutes ago. Can you pick 3 more things to put away? And then on the way to school, we can make a list of all the other things that you want to do.
Yeah.
So that's where huge counseling has come in, that he can do that. Because prior, we would have never left for school. And or I would have been dragging him to put him into the car. So it is learned. It's not always great patience, but we've gotten to practice it a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I would say the biggest thing is what I'm hearing that's helpful is community.
Oh, for sure.
Community and like letting your kid know, like you can trust other people.
Yes.
And, you know, the counselor, or if there's someone at church that you want to call and talk to you about something.
Yeah.
So community, being open, being vulnerable and like letting people in and letting people help you.
Yeah. We would not be where we are for sure if we did not have our community that we have. In all aspects. It's not just, and I think a lot of people think, well, it's just your church community is taking care of him. And I'm like, well, no, it's everyone. It's
every aspect, school.
Because he goes to all these different places. He goes to archery and those coaches know him and take care of him. And he trusts them and he listens, which he does not listen half the time to us, but he will stop whatever he's doing and he is locked in for that coach because he knows they're doing that for him. And going back and reminding him, like, Miss Cindy or Coach Cindy is helping you with this. You need to give her the respect and the time. And he's like, oh, yeah, okay. But just reminding him, like, these people are in your corner. Even if they're correcting you or coming down on you, like your teacher is going to correct you, but it's for your benefit. It's for your help. Reminding him that they're helping him too. And then once he, and that is one beautiful thing about him, is once he trusts you fully, there is no going back. His loyalty is endless. So if you are a trusted
person, that's a gift
too. Yeah.
For him.
He will do anything you ask him to do. So it's neat to see the differences that have now become strengths for him. And loyalty is one of those big things. Like, he will go to the ends of the earth for his people. Art. He is a phenomenal artist. And that's another thing. When he hyperfixates or he wants to do whatever, he's going to figure it out. And he is like super logical. He wants to know the maps. He loves to memorize maps. He wants to know the who, the what, the when, the why, all the questions fired all the times. But those are becoming his strengths and he's starting to figure out, oh yeah, my brain does think this differently, but this is now fully a strength for me.
Yeah.
So
flipping that for him too. And letting him flip that in his mind of.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you so much for sharing part of your story with us.
Of course. Yeah.
Thanks. Bye, Kaylin.
Bye.